Well, for more analysis on this, let's now cross live to London-based author and journalist Afshin Rattansi. Thanks so much for joining us here on RT. Well, as we're hearing, the anti-government forces are holding a major part of Libya now. But for how long do you think can Gaddafi hang on to the country's capital now?
I think it's very open to question. He has so many forces against him now, which is worrying a lot of people, not least, as your viewers just saw, the Russian Prime Minister, because it's now getting to a dangerous point in Libya, because if it is 80% under control by the opposition, who is now backing that opposition, who has involvement with that opposition, and who is now planning and orchestrating agreements and plans?
Do you have any ideas at all on that, by the way? Sorry to interrupt. Do you have any ideas yourself? Because obviously, how can you have an opposition, a coordinated opposition, after, 40 years of dictatorship? Could they really put something together that quickly?
I have spoken to dissidents here in London, some of whom have been erroneously related actually to Al-Qaeda in the past. But I think what I was more referring to is the chance that US and British and European special forces are now organizing things with certain elements of opposition groups undercover. The worldwide satellite television is showing us what's happening in the north of the country. We don't really know much about this operation by the British special forces, let alone the CIA, who presumably are already there because they also know how many arms were sold by Western governments and European governments to Libya, and we don't really know what's happening to those missiles. So what happens to the opposition now, it's very important for what that opposition is to organize themselves and be very wary of foreign interference.
Well, that's exactly what the son of the Libyan dictator has been talking about. He recently warned that the unrest may lead to foreign intervention, which of course is what's happening, as you're saying, or what could well be happening, and even civil war, he warns. Well, I mean, we've got civil war there anyway, haven't we, really?
That's right. I mean, I wasn't repeating the words of Saif Gaddafi for any reason. I don't hire Beyoncé or Mariah Carey for $1 million to play songs for me. But Saif Islam al-Gaddafi is right to a certain extent, because foreign forces are getting involved. The Western powers are not interested in democracy in Libya. What they're interested in now is the oil. If a country like Spain is already changing legislation about speed limits on Spanish roads because of fears over the oil supplies, what we now know is it's the banks and all JP Morgan. So many banks are involved in the Libyan government, so many oil companies. They will be working with US forces, with other elements of European Union forces. And what we must not allow, as Fidel Castro said quite early on in this saga of Libya, the recent events, we mustn't allow a NATO invasion of Libya.
But should there not be some military intervention now? The Libyans are crying out for help. The UN has now just agreed to impose a set of sanctions on Gaddafi. But will they really be effective now and in the near future? Or should really military action be considered, though, just to save the Libyan people?
It's always difficult in situations like this. It's when the Libyan question starts to impinge on other areas, which it is, of course, because some people are estimating 100,000 refugees exiting through Tunisia and Egypt. But I think what's very important here is to allow the Libyan people, as is said, after all, by people like the British Prime Minister and the American President, to decide their own fates. As soon as U.S. Multinational interests and the military industrial complex, as it's termed, starts to get involved with the opposition, I think a lot of people will start to be fearful.
But if, sorry to interrupt, because it's so interesting to hear what you say. So many people say if you leave them to their own fate, then wouldn't that give a chance for Islamic fundamentalism to step in, as so many are worried about, and then obviously form an Islamic state, which many people don't want, of course, against Western interests? That's a fair point, isn't it?
Well, I mean, if a country decides to do what it wants to do, it should be allowed to do it. That is part of the United Nations Charter. And if the country is now held by 80%, the opposition hold 80% of the country, they're going to have to start planning for elections, democratic processes, democratic institutions. I think the foreign minister of Libya at the moment, I think he is at the moment, things change every minute, is closely allied to the CIA. He won't be any part of that future major opposition, but he'll be telling the State Department and his handlers in Langley, Virginia, please save me because otherwise the Islamists will take over Libya. I think that's what they also said about Egypt, and that's what they said about Tunisia, and that's what they say about all these countries. I don't think we should take them that seriously. Whatever comes after this regime that was backed to the hilt by the American and European powers after the initial periods of Libya's post-revolutionary history, which were more independent, we know they're backing not democracy, but backing their own interests. And they'll use the scourge and the fears about Islamism to prevent democracy to get the best rents on the oil fields.
All right, let me just ask you about Gaddafi's fate, though. The UN has also ordered an investigation into human rights violations during this bloody uprising. After all this, the dust has settled, whatever happens to him, do you think he could actually face trial? And is he worried about that?
It's very interesting that the International Criminal Court have been brought in to that resolution. The United States, of course, is not a signatory to that resolution, so Gaddafi could always hide out in Washington and escape an ICC subpoena. I think the Americans and, people like Tony Blair would be very, very frightened of, or Nicolas Sarkozy or Mr. Berlusconi of Italy would be quite frightened about an ICC trial, because then the Gaddafi regime and the people that are still supporting him in Tripoli, in their bunkers, will be able to tell all the stories about everything from Lockerbie to how American and British arms companies were involved in propping up that regime. And they'll have a string of email, they'll have an email trail. I don't think the Americans or London or Brussels would very much want that to come out in court, do you?
Afshin Ratansi. As always, very interesting to hear what you have to say. Thanks indeed for joining us live there in London.
Thank you.